This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just because the globalists are launching an attack doesn't mean they're all powerful. They can't help their attempt to dominate and kill and enslave. It's their satanic instinct. They're going to fail at all this. But first, we're going to go through hellish world government, mark of the beast, the whole nine yards. But our incredible psychic potential connected to our creator has already given us the keys to victory. We'll only recognize those keys once we've exhausted all of our own arrogance and realize that only God can save us. And then we will merge and jack into God and complete the circuit, which at a limited level I've already done, and I can't believe the Satanists have not realized they're already defeated, but they'll find that out. Jay Dyer is coming up, a smart man. I've got a few questions for him before he takes over in the next segment. Let me throw this at you right now. Quite frankly, it should be easy for us to fund ourselves with the historic, incredible work we're doing. But because of attacks and because of the censorship and because of all these other reasons, it's hard to keep the funds coming in to even keep InfoWars on air. And I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. I realize it's all in God's hands and God works in mysterious ways. But I'll say this. Our credibility has skyrocketed as everything we talk about happens exactly as we said. Isn't that important information? But see, a lot of people either go, oh, well, this is passe. I already know this. Or this is too horrific. I don't want to believe it. Well, you do that at your own peril. And so I'll just tell you again, if you just made straight-up donations to us, that's a win-win for everybody to fund the operation. You can do that at InfoWarsStore.com. It says sponsor us. That's the donation page right there. Do a one-time gift or, you know, do a recurring, cancel any time. But we need your support. I got a lot of stuff I can do with extra money to really fight these people. Or you can just totally give up and roll over. Well, that's a decision spiritually that cuts you off from God. It's the decision to fight evil that God's looking for. God's going to come in and take care of it in the end, folks. But it's up to us to really show what we can do in the arena. And I'm doing as best I can in the arena because I want to go to the next level. I do not want to be left with all these pedophiles and Satanists. I don't want my energy, my soul, my program, who I am, to be dumped in with them. I am literally ready to die, have no fear, anything, to stay away from these people. I don't mean I'm suicidal. It's the opposite. I mean, I'm willing to do anything to spiritually stay away from the New World Order. But I need the currency of this planet to do it. I need a lot of money if I'm to continue this operation in its current form. And if you don't choose to fund us, that's your decision, c'est la vie. But we're running big sales right now of store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points for the 4th of July, Turbo Force, barely in stock, 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Alpha Power, it's a super male vitality powdered version, extremely strong, libido, stamina, all of it, 40% off. Vaso Beads, creates nitrous oxide in your blood, so good for your heart and brain, 50% off. Pollen Block, a natural antihistamine, 40% off. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Super male vitality, 50% off. Survival Shield X3, the big sale, selling out, by the way, 60% off. Free shipping, double Patriot points and all this. Biotree Selenium from the mustard seed, the organic selenium you need. Critical, essential in the whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, about to end that sale, 40% off. All water filtration systems, 10% off. We can barely even do that because they're already cut down so low on the price and they're the highest rated. People go, wow, I looked at the systems you sell. They're all like the hundreds of brands of gravity fed. You have like the top two. Well, that's what we went and got. They're like, wow, they're cheaper than like other brands that aren't good. Yeah. Because they don't have a supermodel on the box. They're not sold in box stores, folks. Those people don't care about you. They want to sell you crap. They want to lie to you. That's their mojo. They made that decision. Everything we sell is the best we can get you. Continuing, high-quality, storable food. I thought they were going to go up on price. They said, nope, we bought so much food, even though it's selling out. We're going to stay at the price for the rest of the year, and we'll let you in 2 months or 2 weeks out of July, 2 weeks out of July, and then in November do 2 weeks of 10% off the prices to lock that in and beat inflation. InfoWarsStore.com in full spectrum, the full catalog of My Patriot Supply, storable food, already the lowest price anywhere, additional 10% off. at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 if you want to call and make an order with our great crew and operators right across the street from me. All right, we'll be right back with Jay Dyer in T-minus 60 seconds.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Storewide free shipping, double Patriot points starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July Super Sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Look at the blood we're spilling. Look at the world we're killing. The way we've always done before.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Alex Jones Show. It's the fourth hour. Jay Dyer is about to take over. I can tell you that a lot of big news is now starting to break. And I'm going to have some really huge stories for you. We're going to be breaking today at band.video. The URL to share the videos is censored. It's freeworldnews.tv. It's the same site, freeworldnews.tv. They're going to be breaking during the war room today, 3 to 6 p.m. Well, Jay Dyer is a great author. I've read several of his books, been aware of him for over a decade. He's become a good friend of mine. We appreciate him when he can sit in and give us some of his knowledge during the fourth hour on Thursdays. But I just wanted to talk about something here for everybody. The globalists have knowledge of human potential, but they're afraid of it and want to dumb the general public down so they can play God and not have competition. Whereas they understood a raising tide, as Kennedy said, raises all ships. And people think because they launch a chemical attack or a bio attack or a war, they must be invincible. They wouldn't have launched this attack. No, they've launched a desperate depopulation, brain damaging program to kill capitalism and what's left of free market because their socialist new world order can't compete. Their crony capitalist fascist model can't compete with America and people like Bolsonaro or anybody else. And so this is a desperate battering ram thinking that Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers will get away with it, thinking that, oh, just politicians did it. But no, we're going to identify the UN. We're going to identify the captains of this. We're going to expose them, and they're going to be brought to justice one way or another for what they've done. And they've got fear in their eyes now because they had this will, they had this plan, they already stole quadrillions in money, they already, you know, decided we're all trash, and they're guardians of the earth, they're going to play God. But see, their plan isn't going the way they wanted to, in my view, and now they're scared. And so, Jay Dyer, I just wanted you, before you take over here, to my question to you, and then I'll just listen off air. Do you agree with what I just said, A, or B? How do you think they think they're going to win what they've done when they're going to give us utopia, saying you'll have nothing, you'll own nothing, we're pedophiles, we love Satan, when people are now really starting to wake up? Or is it just an evil instinct and they're not even conscious because they're such satanic puppets? Jay Dyer, take over.
That's a great question. It's because when we give our wills over to evil, we lose our own reasoning. We lose our own notion of being made in the image of God. We basically surrender ourselves to be tools of something beyond us, even if we don't understand that. And it's funny you ask, because I was just perusing the World Economic Forum's website, and they've got a couple doozy articles up, the first of which is the idea that we need a global framework, they say, to regulate harm online. Of course, we don't know what harm is, except that the article goes on to say basically that anybody who disagrees with Klaus and the World Economic Forum is the you're harming people, right? There's no actual science, no actual evidence of harming people. It's just if you disagree with that narrative. And even more amazing than that, they have another article up about mRNA vaccines and what they are and what will happen as a risk if you take it. Yes, the World Economic Forum's website has a pros and cons admission article up right now. And it says, yeah, look, okay, it does rewrite and change the mRNA sequence. And it's doing that to, you know, maybe we can make your body make its own vaccine, they say. And they go on to admit, but there's some cons here. We don't know what this will do. Now, wait a minute. We don't know what this will that's not actually the case, first of all, because as I think InfoWars broke last week, right, they already knew, right, what would happen when this pandemic so-called happened, when it occurred, that they would rush out these already planned so-called vaccines, which are not actually vaccines, right? It's an experimental gene therapy drug, basically. It's poison. And when you look at their website, they admit that. Right? It talks about the cons. It says, we do not know. There are many risks and unknowns. Now, how is that misinformation when their own website says it's dangerous? And then they have another article on the same front page saying that if you disagree with their assessments and the mandates, you are harming people. I mean, it's completely ridiculous. So basic logic would tell you that if they're going to have propaganda on the one hand that tells you and admits all the stuff. By the way, remember a year ago? I remember listening to Alex. I was driving on the interstate a year ago, and even I thought this was too crazy. I remember Alex specifically doing a show about Gavi and mRNA vaccines. And I thought, this is too wild. There's no way they would literally roll out a vaccination program, so-called, that would have this mutagen effect, right, within the vaccine, and people would people would know this. They would figure this out, right? No, they did it. And by the way, when Alex first said that a year ago, right, when the coup had started happening, they said, no, there's not going to be any mandatory vaccine. No, that'll never happen. You're crazy if you think that's coming. What? What? No way. And then here it comes. Oh, there'll never be vaccine passport. Oh, then it comes. Now, go to the World Economic Forum's website. Despite the benefits of mRNA vaccines, there are risks and unknowns. And yes, it is changing the mRNA sequence. It says that we could just simply rewrite your genetics. Now, wait a minute. I thought that was a crazy conspiracy theory. And yet it's admitted on the website. No, if we look at the documents that they put out, if we look at the gaslighting, we look at what they put out, it's all in the open. They telegraphed all of this, right, from the plans that they already have, from the leaks of the Wuhan lab to the SPARS document to all the documents that came out. This was all foreknown. It was all war-gamed, planned, and strategized out. And then they rolled it out. And now we can look back and see it all in perfect sequence. Remember when Kissinger said this is just the first act of a play when they talked about overthrowing the Egyptian government? This is what they do. This is how it works. They roll this stuff out. But today we're going to do something a little bit different. We have a friend of mine, a good friend that I've known for a long time, who actually helped me in terms of getting my diet and health better. And his name is Tristan Haggard. He is a homesteader, proponent of self-sovereignty, food sovereignty, self-sufficiency, health freedom, and him and his wife run PrimalEdgeHealth.com, and their goal is to help people take back their health freedom. Tristan is a YouTuber. He has a nice, successful YouTube channel. He's also over on Rockfin, great free speech platform where you can find me as well. And so, Tristan, what I'd like to talk to you about today is one thing that a lot of people don't know about is the diet attack, right? And you know a lot about this. In fact, you taught me a lot about this element of the New World Order agenda, and that's to attack diet. We know people like Bertrand Russell. We know people like Charles Galton Darwin. They wrote entire books about how the technocratic elite would have to go after people's diet and food. Tell us about that. Tell us about social engineering. Why are they doing this?
Absolutely, Jay. First of all, thank you so much for having me on, man. It is great to talk to you here. I've heard of this guy, Alex Jones, maybe in passing. So, you know, I'm glad that he's connecting with the big wigs like you up in the game, Jay. So, I mean, food is a major part of this. I think a lot of people recognize the push for the genetic modification of food, which we saw especially ramped up in the 90s and the 2000s. Of course, this was facilitated in large part by huge grants from, guess who, everybody's favorite philanthropic endeavor, the Rockefeller Foundation, right? The Carnegies, the Rockefellers, have been having their eye on our food supply for a long time, manipulating not only the markets, commodities markets, imports and exports, but also manipulating the very genetics of our food. Right. So I think there's a really good starting point for people to understand kind of the deep politics landscape that you're looking at when you're considering what types of food you're buying and how this is going to affect not only your health, but the health of your communities as well. It would be F. William Engdahl's book, The Seeds of Destruction. Something that he references in that book that I think will shock a lot of people is that on September 9th of 2001, the company Epicyte, and you guys can find this article at theguardian.com, Epicyte actually announced that they have a, quote, GM corn set to stop man spreading his seed, right? So genetically modified corn that was actually contraceptive corn. Now, that this would actually create antibodies, human antibodies that will attack sperm.
Hold that thought there, Tristan. We got a break coming up. So, yeah, Terminator seeds, definitely something that is a big red flag. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. And I want to remind everybody to go to the InfoWars store and help support this tip of the spear free media enterprise. This is the tip of the spear. And if you don't support InfoWars, we won't be here to help take down this degenerate, disgusting elite that is trying to destroy the planet. My guest is Tristan of Primal Edge Health. And Tristan, you were just talking about the Terminator seeds. And one of the key things that you really hipped me to was the vegan agenda. Now, I had read a couple books by the global elite. For example, Alvin Toffler has a book that he wrote a long time ago where he said that in the future they would combine veganism with the New World Order agenda to try to control people's diets. Tell us about the vegan agenda, why this is so dangerous, and why it's not merely some health choice that people make to live better.
Right, absolutely. Well, I mean, me personally, I inherently distrust anything that's promoted by the likes of Jay-Z, Beyonce, 17 Magazine, Billie Eilish, and these degenerate, whorish celebrities who will whore their bodies, their minds, their souls out, for any agenda that they're told to push. Now, that's not a reason to, of course, change your diet just because a celebrity endorses or doesn't endorse something, but we've seen this pattern of global corporations, of big money foundations, Rockefeller Foundation, Harvard, pushing through genetically modified seeds, right? We just talked about the Terminator seeds, to terminate your seeds, right? To terminate your ability to reproduce. And of course, there are other ways that you can regulate reproduction. So one of the reasons I believe that we are seeing such a huge push of this so-called vegan agenda, plant-based is how it's being branded now, or flexitarian diets, right? The idea that eating less meat is going to result in you becoming not only a better and superior moral person or more spiritual person, but also you're going to save the planet and you're going to be healthier. Well, this is absolute hogwash. When you look at who actually lives the longest living population in the world actually eats the most meat per capita. Right, that's Hong Kong. Hong Kong consumes the most meat per capita out of any population right now. They live the longest. So this myth of, oh, meat's going to bring you longevity, cholesterol is bad. When you look at centenarians, people who live over 100 years, guess what? They all have high cholesterol. Low cholesterol is associated with all-cause mortality increases, right? Increases in cancer, infectious diseases. Right, you see an increase across the board of death when you have low cholesterol. And what is your doctor always telling you when you go in and you get tested? Oh, your cholesterol is high. We're going to have to give you a statin. What are the side effects of statins? Neurodegeneration, right? Degenerative bone conditions, right? Weakening of your joints. You're more prone to injury, forgetfulness, like everything that you see just ravaging people, especially in the older age groups, these are all exacerbated by statins. So when you look at fertility as well, anybody who's got animals, especially if you live somewhere like high up in the mountains, we've got a bunch of cows, we've got sheep, and we understand that it's especially important to get proper mineral balance and to have proper minerals in your animals. If your animals are infertile, there is something that you do first. One of the first things you do if your cow is not getting pregnant, you give them an injection with iodine, selenium, and zinc. Okay? Zinc is crucial not only for sperm production in the male, but also for fertility in the female. Iodine as well. When you decrease the consumption of animal foods, you see a massive decrease in fertility due to the associated decrease in these necessary minerals and vitamins that you get only from animal foods, right? Vitamins like vitamin B12, iodine.
Right. Now, I was watching one of the recent Die Hard installments. I think it was the Die Hard 5, I think. And they had that plot where there was a back door that was basically like put into, all of the tech stuff, all of the more or less the ProMIS NSA type software. And if you remember the plot, you know, John McClane had to basically stop this private secret intelligence group that was crashing the stock market, disrupting supply chain logistics. And it reminded me that, oh, lo and behold, what does Klaus say, right, a few weeks ago? There will be disruptions to the food. There will be the cyber polygon attack. They will take down the logistics of America. There will not be food production, right? So he told us, and then magically it happens, right? We see this disruption in there was the pipeline situation, and there was the meat production situation. So it's almost like they telegraph these kinds of things ahead of time as well. And then we see it play out where they actually have these war games again that I think they're run, that are staged, they're done on purpose. And so, you know, this is the next thing that Klaus has talked about at the World Economic Forum is running this war game of cyber polygon, which is preparing for widespread internet outages. And so what I want to ask you about that is why do they see such an importance in terms of attacking not just the food chain and supply, the food supply chain, but they specifically are going after meat. If you remember, it was, I think, 2020, Jay-Z and Beyonce announced that this is the year of the vegan. The world, the Economist put on the front of the magazine, this is the year of the vegan. Why is this so important in the revolution? Is it just, as you said, to try to weaken people, or is it actually a movement towards depopulation and sterilization?
Well, yeah, like we were just talking about, depopulation and sterilization are definitely a part of this. But I think it's about far more than that. The only foods that you're going to be, if you're going to try to feed yourself on your own land, if you're going to try to be self-sustained as, you know, small farm, small family farm, or homesteader, the only foods that you can actually live off of on your own land are going to be animal foods. You can't live exclusively off of any plant foods without heavy supplementation, right, of vitamin B12, zinc, iodine. You cannot live off of just plant foods without supplementation and pharmaceutical drugs. So I think it's a part of the agenda both to weaken the population, to weaken our immune systems, and to make us unable to feed ourselves on our own land. Right? Bill Gates and all these big investment banks are investing in fake meat. They've been pushing the Beyond Burger trash that nobody actually wants, right? And they're going to try to price out, and they've actually talked about this publicly, Pat Brown, the CEO of Impossible Inc. that makes the Impossible Burger, which contains a GMO soy leg hemoglobin, fake hemoglobin genetically modified organism there that's never been tested on human beings, that actually could be incredibly dangerous, I think it had some really negative results in rat studies. He says that he wants to completely eliminate animal foods from the human diet by, I believe, 2050. So his idea is we're going to make animal foods obsolete. Now, when you look at the Rockefeller Foundation's population report, it was commissioned by, I think it was Kissinger commissioned that, and they actually say we need to move people away from eating foods that are produced locally and towards eating foods that are made in factories. And that's what it's about. It's about dependence. It's about dominance. And it's also about degenerating you physically, degenerating you culturally, and destroying self-sustained rural populations. And this is what you saw in the Holodomor. You had the black soil areas of the Ukraine where they had the highest food production. It was the breadbasket of Europe. And those people starved in the most horrific and dehumanizing way. They were murdered through governmental policies of quarantine, yeah, and of isolation and of destruction of their ability to feed themselves on their own land. So this is what it's about. Right. It's about population control. It's about food control, and it's about resource accumulation. Yeah.
Right. Hold that thought there, Tristan. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back dissecting the vegan
problem. The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
July 4th, 2021 is now upon us, and that means our yearly big sale is here. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, starts right now and runs through July 4th. Survival Shield X3, tri-iodine, the good halogen, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, essential for your whole body, 50% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off with the free shipping and double Patriot points. All water filtration systems are 10% off, and the list goes on and on. And while this sale runs, we're going to be adding new specials every day that are one-day specials alone because we don't have enough supplies to keep them on sale. So the stuff I just listed is going to be on sale through July 4th, but every day visit InfoWarsStore.com because there's going to be new specials of select items with free shipping and double Patriot points up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The 4th of July super sale starts now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you'd like to support me, you can go to my website and purchase signed copies of my books. You can also subscribe. You can also follow me over at Rockfin. Now, we were talking about Bill Gates's and the elites, the billionaires' plan to foist upon us all a so-called vegan diet, which is not a diet at all. It's actually a nutrient-deficient diet. And I was just reminded of the fact that Plato, if you go back to the Republic, you know, Plato talked about controlling society in a very top-down technocratic way, even to the extent that you can't feed the plebs, the proles, the worker class meat. He said, just give them grains, basically. He says, if you give them meats, they're going to get strong. They're going to be able to overthrow your top-down tyranny. So Plato knew this. The elites have known this for a long time, that you can control the masses through diet. It's an old plan. Bertrand Russell, H.G. Wells, all these people just basically regurgitated, right, this old plan of how to keep people in a weak, dumbed down, stupid state. And a big part of that, a huge part of that, is diet. I'm glad you mentioned State Department Memorandum 200 from Kissinger. And food has been a long time tool of warfare, right? It's a form of warfare, just like there's economic warfare, just like there's physical, kinetic warfare, whatever. There's also food warfare. So one thing that I want to mention is the notion that this is something ethical, that this is the next stage of revolution and fighting the man. A lot of these vegans, you know, you and I have had some pretty hilarious so-called debates with the burgeoning YouTube community of vegans. And one of the things that comes to the fore is that they all think that they're fighting at the forefront of a revolution against the man, against this basically serial killer attitude of raping nature and all this kind of stuff. But in reality, they're actually the forefront of a billionaire-funded dysgenics operation. It's a totally fake, unreal, inauthentic revolution. Could you speak to that?
When you see this push now, even within the mainstream, right, like in the EU, for instance, this was just announced yesterday, caged animal farming in the EU, they're aiming to end the practice of so-called caged animal farming. Now, you know, anybody who's seen how a lot of the intensive agriculture, like the so-called factory farms function, understands that there's something wrong with this, you know, Tyson Foods model of producing meat. Well, guess what? Tyson Foods was also one of the biggest investors in the Beyond Burger and Beyond Meat, yep. Right? This multi-billion dollar company, also funded by Bill Gates, right? So now the EU is actually using this animal welfare rhetoric that you hear from a lot of the vegans. Here's a quote from the EU Health Commissioner, Stella Kyriakides. She says, animals are sentient beings, and we have a moral societal responsibility to ensure that on-farm conditions for animals reflect this. Now, on the surface, this doesn't sound bad, but this type of legislation is being pushed all over the place, which makes it more and more difficult for farmers to, number one, turn a profit without taking out huge loans from, say, you know, the IMF and World Bank, which was always the predatory model pushed on the third world to convert them to producing GMO seeds, right? But it also makes it much more difficult for anybody to meet the constantly shifting and changing standards that these government dictocrats will dictate. Right. So you have to have big money in order to actually turn a profit. So the goal is not to actually bring about animal welfare. It's to bring about more control over the food supply. And you also see this in like these animal rights organizations that actually have a lot of political power in various countries, including Australia. So there's the Animal Rights Party, which actually seeks to give animals a new definition of legal personhood in Australia. They're doing this in the Netherlands as well. So just like you see AI being given personhood in Saudi Arabia, by the way, a lot of these Saudi princes are also involved in funding companies.
About, right? Doesn't one of these Saudi princes who famously tosses midgets, isn't he behind the promotion of this?
Exactly. So, Jay, I know you've been watching my channel on YouTube for a long time, which I've been documenting this takeover of our food supply for years now. Guys like Saudi Prince Al-Waleed bin Talal, the midgets-tossing billionaire. I think it was a famous Forbes article that talked about him. His son actually invested heavily in Beyond Meat. He's also invested in lab-grown meat, Memphis meat. So this idea that, oh, you don't have to hurt an animal. We can just grow cell-cultured precision fermentation meat in a laboratory, and we'll give you extra carbon credits for this. This all ties in with this new UN Agenda 2030. Well, it's an old agenda, but this dictation This dictatorial agenda where they want to control every single bit of matter on this planet. They want to control every food you eat, every seed that is grown, tracked and traced from source to its end point. And they even want to weigh your poo-poo in smart toilets. And they'll tell you whether you had too much protein or not. Or maybe if you exceeded your natural testosterone levels a little bit, sir. We're going to have to give you a special soy cake so we can decrease your possible aggression towards the good authorities and the experts of the science, right? So this is not about actually animal rights. It's about dehumanizing people. Now, just like giving the AI robot Sophia human personhood in Saudi Arabia is not about, all the great wonders of technology. Look how technology can serve us. It's about dehumanizing man. Right, which I know you and I have both talked about this quite a bit. This goes beyond just what we eat. It also goes deeper than that at the fundamental level of how we see ourselves, our place in the universe. Are we made in the image and likeness of God, or are you just a monkey that should be treated like a lab rat? And should chickens have the same rights as your children? Right now, these same animal rights organizations that are out there saying, we're going to protect the animals, like PETA. Right? PETA is well known to get stray dogs and euthanize them. They promote the euthanization of these animals. So they're telling you, yeah, we're going to give these animals rights. We love these animals. We want to protect the animals. But all these animal rights organizations are also involved in mass sterilization and euthanization of these animals. Right. So this is ultimately the goal. It's not just giving animals rights. It's about giving you animal rights.
I remember walking into a Whole Foods a year ago, and outside on the way out, there was a big food truck that had pulled up, and it was this new latest lab-produced, I'm not joking, vegan pizza. And the hilarious part literally was that around the food truck was all of these sprinkled, tossed-out pieces of pizza. They were giving them out free, and people had just tossed them on the ground. It looked like it was raining pizza. There was so many, like, just thrown out because it was so terrible, right? This
I wouldn't feed that trash. I wouldn't even feed that to my pigs. I wouldn't even feed that filth.
Nobody could eat it. It was hilarious. It was like, this. I should have taken a picture because it would have been a great way to refute the whole vegan thing. It's like, humans don't want this. They just throw it on the ground right next to the food truck, even when it's free. So it makes me, just laugh, really, when you think. And Bertrand Russell, remember in Scientific Outlook, he says that in the future, in the technocratic dystopia, the elite will eat real steaks. They'll have their own secret underground steak meals. You will be eating the fake synthetic. He said 100 years ago there would be synthetic fake meat, and now they're making these Beyond Burgers that bleed with fake blood. This is just preposterous. Like, why?
Yeah, and see, and even that, there's even a psyop even in how they frame that, because when you actually have a burger, that's not blood. The blood is in the veins of the animal. When you see those juices that come from a burger, if you take a ribeye and it's raw, you cut that thing open, there's not a single drop of blood. You cook it and the myoglobin, right, which now they're making fake, they call it leg hemoglobin, well, out of GMO soy.
That's how dumb they think that chickens have eggs and that's their period. And you're raping chickens. Right. But could you speak, by the way, we only got 1 minute for the next break, but speak to this extinction rebellion element, because that ties directly into the vegan and animal rights movement, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, and it also ties into a lot of the work that you do. You know, the occult symbolism, these occult ritual aspects of a lot of the agitprop, street theater propaganda that you see. That's basically like Soviet-style agitprop from groups like Extinction Rebellion, which of course are funded through organizations like Avaaz, funded by 350.org. I mean, we're talking about these big money foundations again, huge pharmaceutical foundations like the Wellcome Trust, also involved in pushing this climate crisis rhetoric. And they're out there in the streets with their offshoot group called Animal Rebellion. And what is Animal Rebellion doing? They're going to McDonald's and demanding climate action now through a plant-based food system. And the UN is going to try to push plant-based dietary regulations globally for everybody.
All right. Hold that thought, Tristan. We'll be right back. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With the vanquisher of vegans, the diva of diet. In fact, he's the world's first trans vegan, which means that he just simply identifies as a vegan, but he gets the benefits of eating all the meat that he wants. Tristan Haggard of Primal Edge Health. We were talking about Extinction Rebellion, how this is a fake-funded billionaire thing. Can you tell us more about that and why this propaganda is so heavy everywhere now?
Yeah, yeah. Well, like we were finishing off there on the last segment, it's really funny when you actually look at the so-called activism of these groups and what they do now. It's so blatantly obvious to anybody that's been studying these things, anybody that actually cares about health, anybody that actually cares about real environmental issues, which there are, right? Like Monsanto is a huge environmental hazard, not only to us, but to future generations because of the destruction of the topsoil, because of the chelation of the soil that comes along with it, right? But you never hear these groups fighting against Monsanto anymore, right? The animal rights activists, they're out there fighting against the mean murderers of Babe the Pig. They've got this anthropomorphized ideal of what animals are. They've been programmed by Disney films since they're little babies. They're used to looking at cartoon animals with human eyes in basically ritual traumatic situations that Disney has presented to them. And this Extinction Rebellion group, when you look at one of their most recent so-called activism displays, it was essentially a bunch of degenerate millennial and Gen Z pale, pasty, sickly sweat hogs going and sitting inside of McDonald's and saying, we want McDonald's to sell us more plant-based kibble. That's legitimately what they did. They went in and they did and if you look at the BBC and The Guardian, they put out these articles, they called them rebels, right? They say Extinction Rebels swarm McDonald's and demand a plant-based food system, which this call for a so-called plant-based food system we've been seeing from groups like 350.org. You've been seeing Eat Lancet, this Eat Lancet committee that's associated with the World Business Council for Sustainable Development, of course, right, pushing for planetary dietary guidelines. And those planetary dietary guidelines are right in line with what you see from Harvard, what you see from a lot of these fake quackademics that are funded by the likes of people like Bill Gates, the Rockefeller Foundation, the Wellcome Trust. And that is minimal meat intake. We're talking about less than half a hamburger worth of meat per month, and instead replacing that with things like lentils and beans, they claim, right? Which in reality, people who bypass meat, guess what they go to? They go to fake meat. They go to the soy. They go to the GMO corn-based factory food McKibble, and that's what they want. A global McMonoculture that's eating a global Homo McKibble diet so that everybody can be, of course, controlled at the fundamental cellular level. Remember, these people have actually done experiments with and developed vaccine-producing genetically modified crops. So you have no idea what you're getting as far as, not just the epicyte sterilization corn. We could be seeing actual vaccines spread through crops. I'm not trying to freak people out, but look, if you are getting locally produced food, if you're producing food on your own land, if you're looking at something like milk, right, something like grass-fed beef, you are looking at an animal that eats nothing but indigestible cellulose and fiber that we can't digest. Right, they're fed on, I've got a bunch of animals outside right now, they're eating nothing but grass, right? They make me milk, they make me cheese, they make me yogurt. Like, we gotta make the cheese and the yogurt from the milk. But they produce beef for us, they give us all the vitamins and minerals and nutrients that we require in the most biodigestible and easily assimilable form. Right? Animals are the only producers of protein and fat that you have in its bioavailable, digestible, and healthy form for human beings. You're not going to get healthy fat from soy oil, from corn oil, right? These are all associated with increased cancer, increased infectious disease, increased autoimmune diseases from all the pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and who knows what other types of proteins are being produced in these genetically modified foods. That's what they want you dependent on, right? So these fake grassroots organizations out there rolling out the red carpet for groups like the World Business Council for Sustainable Development, the World Wildlife Fund, and Rockefeller Foundation funded fake NGOs are pushing for more GMO McMonoculture kibble. That's what they want you eating. They want you in a global McMonoculture eating the global McMonoculture McMonocrop kibble, right? And that's why they get all the celebrities out there telling you, oh, you go vegan, it's good for the animals. Don't you care about the animals? Don't you care about the animals?
Remember the Planned-opolis videos that came out of that UK think tank about 10 years ago? And, they had all these ready-made graphics and cartoons telling us what they were going to do, how they were going to roll this out, what that we're seeing right now. And you remember those cartoons? It was the
it's your birthday. You know what that means? On your birthday, you get 2 ounces of meat. You just gotta go take your vaccine and ride over to the central plastic city center and get your 2 ounces of meat on your birthday. Then you can wait another year and get another 2 ounces of meat on your birthday.
Right? 2 ounces of meat. This is something ridiculous. Like, yeah, there it is, right there. Your allotted slot based on the carbon credits and whatnot of, oh, you get 2 ounces of meat. It's your birthday.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And of course, you know, these are the most important foods for us. Right. When you look at the studies they've done of vegan vegetarian populations, you see lower birth weight in the children. Right. You see slower growth curves. And on average, vegan and vegetarian children are 1 to 2 inches shorter than their omnivorous friends and family. Right. So they've studied these things.
And you know this from your own experience, right? You guys had a child. You had a vegan diet for that child for a while, right? And then you came.
No. We never fed our kids a vegan diet. No. We before conception, we were on kind of a more vegan-ish diet. Never sold on the ideology of it, but we were eating a very meat depleted diet, and we saw dental caries in our child, right? Which is, of course, you know, crumbling of the teeth. Like you see a lot of kids with dental issues these days, and they'll blame the mother. They'll say you're breastfeeding your child. The breast milk. The dentist will say your breast milk is bad for your child. So we did a little bit more research and realized that some of the most important nutrients for developing the central nervous system and the dental structure of children, they come from animals, right? You're looking at vitamin A, vitamin K2, vitamin D. These are fat-soluble vitamins that are found in the fat of animals, right? Those are the most important nutrients that we are missing, especially in our, you know, depleted diet. So we started implementing a more fat-based and meat-based diet, giving our child bone broth, right? Bone marrow, it's very iodine-rich, DHA-rich, fat-soluble vitamin-rich foods. And, of course, her teeth hardened up. She's got her adult teeth now. Her adult teeth are perfectly normal. Our second child had no issues with his teeth. Now, we've known, because we live in a community where a lot of people are kind of like, you know, a lot of people are going towards self-sustaining lifestyle, sustainable farming and whatnot. You get to know people who are trying vegetarian and vegan diets long-term and even feeding them to their kids. And I've seen so many of these. There's things that happen across the board with vegans and vegetarians. Number one, their kids' teeth go to hell, basically. Their kids' teeth start crumbling. They get the black spots, brown spots in their teeth. They also have behavioral issues, almost like the autism-type behavioral disconnections, which you see across the board in these vegan and vegetarian children. And these people who are pushing these diets at the top level, there are people who study this. They understand the repercussions to our health, right, to our behavior as well, right? When you look at low cholesterol, which is just promoted across the board, is this wonderful thing, right? High cholesterol causes heart disease, they tell you, which is an absolute lie. They tell you that high cholesterol is going to kill you. When the people that live the longest have high cholesterol and eat the most meat, they tell you cholesterol is bad. But when you look at populations with low cholesterol, when you look at violent criminals, and they've done studies on violent criminals and on people who are depressed and suicidal, they have found that low cholesterol is highly associated with risk-seeking behavior because you're starving, right? And then also violent crime, depression, suicide, and anxiety. And this is not just you're going to be.
Hey, I got it. 1.4 burgers a month. I got it.
Did you see the Biden whisper clip?
I need you.
It's like he lost his mind. They just found a clip, an article where Biden was saying that he wants Americans to have one burger a month as the limit.
Yeah. Well, Kamala Harris promoted that. She said she was asking, I think it was like CNN, and they asked her, would you help to reduce people's meat consumption? She said, absolutely. We should reduce our meat consumption. Right. So, and of course, these recommendations for cutting the meat down, this comes from the Eat Lancet Committee, which is associated with the Lancet, right, which is associated with the World Business Council for Sustainable Development, which you're looking at like Monsanto, Bayer.
All right, we're going to have to wrap it up. Tristan, tell everybody where to find you and what you got coming.
Awesome. Well, go to our website. You can find our website, primaledgehealth.com. We got some cookbooks up there. Here's a copy of our cookbook, the Carnivore Cookbook, Zero Carb Recipes for People Who Really Love Animals. And you can find me over on Rockfin, Tristan Haggard on Rockfin. You can find me on YouTube. And
if you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.